It's Thursday, February 6th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In just a few moments, Daniel Moore continues an in-depth study of the Book of Daniel. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this important message? Do you have moments when you feel hopeless? Do you have moments when you feel completely alone? If the answer is yes, and you're going through one of those moments right now, then why don't you call the World Missionary Evangelism Prayer Line? It's there for you Monday through Thursday during our normal operating hours. To reach WME's prayer line, call this number, 1-214-942-1678. That number will connect you with someone who cares about you and someone who wants to bring you closer to the Lord. Once again, to contact the WME prayer line, call 1-214-942-1678.
God bless you, WME family. Welcome back as we continue our journey in the life of Daniel. And as we last left Daniel here in chapter 6, Daniel is to be thrown into the lion's den. Now, the men in the kingdom who were jealous against Daniel, they plotted it to get Daniel. And they knew they couldn't find anything in Daniel's personal life. They knew he was a man of integrity, a man of honesty. He was a man of conviction. He was such an example. But they knew that if they tried to write a law, they would conflict with his belief in God, that he would follow God instead of that law. They knew Daniel so well, and they knew he had a heart for God, and he would not cave in. He would not bow down, compromise his convictions. They knew that about Daniel. Can they say the same about us? Can they accuse us of doing the same? Are we living that lifestyle that people know will stand for God no matter what? No matter if it cost us a job? No matter if it cost us a position, reputation? That was Daniel. The sentence was handed out. They told Darius that Daniel would not submit to this law that said that Daniel had to submit to the king before God. That's a line that Daniel would not cross. The Bible tells us in Daniel 6:14 that the king, when he heard these words, was displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Darius was sincere in trying to help Daniel. But the system of government that was in play, the type of government that they had, didn't allow for the king to come against a decree that had already been established. This was a law that was set in stone. And as much as Darius loved and appreciated Daniel, he knew that he couldn't come against the law that had been written. But nonetheless, he searched all night and tried to find a way to help Daniel. There was nothing that could be done at that time. And these men assembled unto the king, and they said, "Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute established may be changed." The king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. The king said, "Thy God, whom thou servest continuously, he will deliver thee." The king knew that there was a deep faith and a deep trust that Daniel had in God. He didn't know how Daniel would be delivered, but he knew Daniel was faithful to God and that God was faithful to Daniel. The Bible says he honors those who honor him. You know, I remember this story when I was a young kid in Sunday school, and I remember seeing the Sunday school pictures of a little boy inside of a lion's den. But that wasn't the case here. Remember, Daniel had already survived several reigns. There was already several kingdoms there, several kings. And Daniel, by this time, was up in age. Daniel was a senior. Daniel was taken into captivity when he was very young. And when he was very young, he served under Nebuchadnezzar, under Belshazzar, and now under Darius. This isn't a young kid they're throwing into a lion's den. This was a man who was already up in age, who was thrown into the lion's den. And this amplifies this miracle for us. This lets us see this miracle through a different lens. And I want you to see what's going on here. They literally throw Daniel in that lion's den. And the king knows that this is not good. And he's distressed. He's up all night. But nonetheless, he tells Daniel, I know the God that you serve. Isn't that amazing when others see God in you? I've had people tell me, Pastor, I know you serve God. The Bible says we're an open letter. That was Daniel. When it was time to pray, even though the decree was against prayer, he could have closed his curtains. He could have done it in private. He could have done it where nobody was going to see him. But see, that was the thing about Daniel. Daniel was not ashamed of God. Daniel was willing to stand up no matter what. The Bible says that he did what was his custom. Because for Daniel, this was part of his lifestyle. Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel would not compromise his morals, his values. In today's society, we have people who are willing to compromise their morals. We have people who are willing to go along to get along and compromise the message of the gospel. We have too many pastors who have compromised and watered down the message of God. And they've become seeker sensitive. They want to relate more to the sinner. They want to relate more to the world. There's no difference between them and the world. And you can't tell a difference between the holy and the unholy. That wasn't the case with Daniel. Daniel would stand up for God no matter what, even if it cost him his life. In the lion's den, Daniel was going to serve God no matter what. And there's something very special that happens here. Here in Daniel chapter 6, we see one of the first angelic encounters that Daniel has. And we're going to come back and we're going to look at this tomorrow in the lion's den. See how angels were present, how God saved Daniel during this time. And this is one of the first angelic visits that we see in Daniel's life. And Daniel is cast into this lion's den. But he's not alone. He's not by himself. God is with him. You may be going through a difficult time. You may feel like you've been cast into a den of lions. But just as God was with Daniel, just as God didn't let this be Daniel's end, God is not going to let this trial be your end. God was with Daniel in that lion's den. And King Darius told him, the God you continually serve, the God that you're devoted to, the God who you serve with your whole heart, the God you give 110%, he's going to be with you, Daniel. And I know that he's going to help you during this moment. Father, we thank you today for our World Missionary Evangelism family. Lord, just as you were with Daniel, Lord, I pray that you be with them today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
In developing nations, one of the greatest concerns is water. Water is the leading cause of death for the elderly and the very young. And for more than 60 years, World Missionary Evangelism has been involved in drilling and digging water wells to save lives and enhance communities. If you, your family, your Bible study group, your Sunday school class, your church, or even a business organization would like to find out more about how you can help provide a community with a water well. Once again, the cost is $3,500 and up, depending upon location and depth of the well. Then why don't you call and ask for information at this number, 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Or go to our website to find out more information. It's www.wme.org. That's www.wme.org. In the month of February, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive at no cost or obligation a shepherd looks at Psalm 23. As a shepherd, Philip Keller shares his insights into the life and character of sheep and of the good shepherd who loves and cares for them. This beloved classic will give new meaning to the ageless shepherd's poem, enriching your trust in and love for the Lord who watches closely over you. And you can have this book absolutely free. All you have to do is write to us and request our February offer at WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Remember to request our February offer to receive the book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23.
World missionary evangelism reaches out to those who are living on the edge between life and death through our Food for Hunger outreach. To give a gift for Food for Hunger, call us at 1-214-942-1678.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address, WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.